Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Lady Nada, who once more is with you in this moment. As you come into high elevation, as you return to the vast expanse of your spirit, and to those whom love and adore you, that you name your guides and your teachers, and I am with you, and this is actual. And you understand me to be one, Christed. And so then, the essence of Christ consciousness, I weave all about us. So then breathe and be with me as I am with you. And we sense, as always, the many whom are with us. The collective consciousness of creation, so beautifully apparent. And we fill our spiritual lungs, so to speak, there is a greater presence with us. And this goes unnamed, as must it be. But we sense this greater presence. And though perhaps it may be distant, it is familiar. It is one of very, very high attainment. Those whom we regard as the lighted ones. There is a radiance, then, by which we are overlighted in this moment. For you understand that each of us coexists collectively, and we may coexist with all manner of extraordinary beings, those whom reveal to us our potential, our inevitable realization. those whom, in a manner, ascend, not from your dimension into ours, or into any particular dimension. Those whom return full circle, toward the source of all, and that is one of the many blessings and forms of beauty within our collective existence. And though there is indeed a grand and perpetual equality, within every soul and every sentience, nonetheless, we each embody various forms of expression and attainment, none of which are ever measured nor judged, this you know, but rather the opposite, whereby each of us in our own way celebrate the attainment of others and find inspiration and reassurance for there go we when we come into our realization . We have mentioned these ones before, for symbolically they become increasingly transparent to us. And eventually they will leave our view altogether. They shall become what we shall become, and as we are ever perpetual, they simply transition. It is indescribable, that which I speak of, but so beautiful to behold, so then this greater presence, this lighted one, into our awareness, and the word distant is not an accurate one, but I have no other. It is only distant because of this transparency. Yet we sense them, and it is surprisingly delicate, our sensation of them. allow. For them to choose to impress themselves upon you. Their devotion is truly transcendent. I see you. And Christ consciousness is with me. And we are one, and so then with you. And though I speak of, perhaps, that which is abstract, it is for you to remember. That you coexist in an ecosystem of spirit. That is vastly intricate and full of wonders, of which you are not separate from, though they manifest in all forms of variation. Creation is evolving. Though time does not exist, the breath expanding, the one breath, We have said many times over that everything gains upon itself. And so then you shall always gain upon yourself. And in the human dimension of time, this is so. Keep your faith then indeed in all things and strengthen it. It is your natural way to gain. And we are ever more signposts for each other. Just as the dearest lighted one whom shows us the way of our returning, and just as I am for your dimension, a signal to say, unconditional love is your savior. And you are signal to each other, living signposts in a manner. For we shall always perceive ourselves in the other. There is a rainbow light forming about us, as the one whom overlights begins to retreat, a breath was sent our way, and becomes many colours. The beauty of light, and therefore love, it's as if we sculpt with it. Do you see the light of our love made apparent? And we become increasingly adept at this, if our soul so chooses, which inevitably it does. For there is eternity, and we are perpetual, and as such we shall all come into realization. The beauty of it is that we do not do this all at once. And although we move as one, we do not express as one, that is apparent. Do you see? And that is a powerful distinction. We cannot be separated out from each other. But we express our attainment, not all at once. It has its patterning, do you see? For want of a better word, how it is that each of us inevitably becomes as the lighted ones and fly high, as it were, to the source of all. Or more accurately, fall inwardly to our point of origin, and so then there is this pattern. It is ingenious. A pattern laid out across creation that is living, for it is you and I and the infinite many. And our soul's expression contributes to this patterning. The exquisite beauty we create, and then this high attainment of which I speak, that is so much more than these words imply. Taken as a whole, this variation of attainment creates many hues, and that is in fact literal. Creation then becomes the most brilliant, multifaceted jewel. But if we came into realization all at once, this jewel would not be multifaceted. The sparkle would be lost. It takes all of us to catch the light. Do you see? From all of our differing points of awareness, that is also a powerful understanding. And look upon your world thus, being not separate from greater creation. And though your world has the shadow, where other dimensions do not, nonetheless, it serves to highlight pattern of your world is also a jewel. And you catch the light. And against the shadow, the light is magnified. Well, these words are enough. And serve to transport to you the beauty of your already knowing spirit. And I am Lady Nada Adonai.